This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's a joy to be free again. Those words from 51-year-old Cornelius Dupree Jr. today after being officially exonerated in a Dallas courtroom. Dupree spent 30 years wrongfully imprisoned in connection with a rape and robbery case. That means he served more time than any other Texas prisoner exonerated by DNA evidence. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
For the last 5 years, the city of Dallas has watched a parade of men, nearly all of them black, march out of the state prison system after decades of life wasted. Cornelius Dupree is the 21st, just from Dallas. That's more than all but two states. Barry Scheck and his staff at the Innocence Project have been behind many of these exonerations, including Dupree, who sat next to Scheck in the car as they drove away.
So it's quite an extraordinary case, and it's a great tribute to Cornelius and his spirit that he was able to, you know, fight this long and this hard to win his freedom.
Dallas has so many exonerations, not because it was more egregiously unjust than other counties, but because, unlike other jurisdictions, Dallas County kept the DNA evidence refrigerated and stored for decades. That's what saved these men. What convicted them was erroneous eyewitness testimony. Out of the 21 men who've been exonerated in Dallas, 20 were convicted on the strength of the victim's wrong, as it turns out, identification. That, in turn, has pointed the finger at the police and prosecutors, who are now themselves accused of pushing rape victims to make cases. Barry Scheck says that's what happened in Dupree's case, too.
The kinds of eyewitness procedures that were used in his case were ridiculous, and they're the reason that he was wrongfully convicted.
Another one of the reasons these exonerations are happening in Dallas is because Dallas elected Craig Watkins, Texas's first black district attorney. Before becoming DA, Watkins was a defense attorney who says he saw firsthand how the county sometimes railroaded poor black men. Watkins' willingness to work with the Innocence Project has not made him popular with many of his colleagues and some lawmakers in Austin.
It's been proven that the system needs to be fixed. And we know actually where we can fix it. How about those people that are in positions of power and influence getting on board?
For many of these men, the anger was taken out of them long ago. 30 years of telling people you're innocent to no avail affects a man. Cornelius Dupree wasn't let out of Texas prison because he was innocent. He was finally paroled after serving 30 years in July. Dupree says he's not angry, but he does harbor some resentment.
But I do have some ill feelings, you know, in terms of the way the system went. You know, I had to take so long to finally bring this to light. You know, it was so many losses. That's what breaks me the most.
Cornelius Dupree says he just wants to live quietly now and try to enjoy his life. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.